Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the government's never-ending quest to regulate and control the Internet. So we ask ourselves, what is this regulation that the federal government, through its bureaucratic agency, the FCC, seeks to impose on us? What problem does it solve? Why is it necessary? First, what is it? President Obama has fought the entire time he has been in office for control of the Internet, and it looks like he has finally achieved that control. Oh, they couch it in populist-sounding words like net neutrality. This is the government's most aggressive attempt, however, to make sure the web remains, quote, a level playing field. That is a quote from the Washington Post, a level playing field. The FCC has voted 3-2 with all three Democrats voting yes, both Republicans voting no, to treat the Internet as a public utility akin to the telephone companies. The rules are the most aggressive possible. These rules that they are going to use, the most aggressive possible, they say, adopting Title II of the Communications Act, which was written long, long ago, decades ago, to regulate the telephone companies. Tom Wheeler, the commission chairman, said, quote, that Internet access was too important to let broadband providers be ones making the rules, end quote. Well, that just sends cold chills up my spine, folks. He now makes the rules, Mr. Wheeler, that is. How comforting is that? The federal government insists that it must fix a problem that apparently appears to me, at least, not to exist. Who is now denied access to the Internet? Access has become increasingly more and more widespread throughout the 20-year history of the net. I would submit that it is not about neutrality at all. It is not about access at all, but it is instead about increasing government control over the only avenue of free expression we have left. What is the real purpose of this regulation, folks? What is this really about then? Well, I would suggest it is about the 1,500 newspapers, approximately, 1,100 magazines, 9,000 radio stations, 2,400 publishers, and a handful of TV networks, all owned by six corporations. They and their cronies in government control everything we read, watch, and hear, everything that is, except what comes by way of the Internet, which is a free association of people. I believe this is about ending that free association and delivering control of it into a few hands through a series of consolidations, just like what happened in our formerly free media. So the Internet becomes a public utility instead of what it has always been, an information source. The administration insists these measures are necessary because even though there is no evidence whatsoever that it has ever happened, it is possible that at some point Internet service providers could restrict some content and some apps on the Internet, ergo, the entire thing should be handed over to the federal government, who will ensure that Internet service providers are neutral when deciding what is on the Internet and what is not on the Internet. Neutrality of resources is not possible, just as equality of outcome is not possible in education and other areas without ruining the competitiveness of your students, your schools, and your nation. Who believes the FCC will work in the, quote, public interest? Who defines what the public is? How will the FCC decide what the public wants? The FCC normally interacts with the public through various lobbyists. This time, they will work for the lobbyists of the various Internet service providers, I predict. But the FCC gets more power. The more regulated an industry becomes, the more powerful the regulator becomes. So a handful of federal bureaucrats will decide for millions, as usual. Quoting Dr. Ron Paul, quote, "Today, the FCC is a non-elected federal government agency that has arbitrarily decided, without a vote from Congress or permission from the American people, to regulate the Internet." Dr. Paul believes the regulations will likely force online broadcasters and websites like InfoWars and Drudge to provide equal opportunities for political opponents. The FCC has announced this is exactly what it plans to do. So the president calls it net neutrality. And he says, if you like your doctor, you can keep him. If you like your plan, you can keep it. That is the president of the United States. On the other hand, my old friend Gary Knorr says we should take heart. He says that innovation, and especially innovation in the Internet, have weathered a lot of storms. Quote, "The essence of bureaucracy is this combination, lack of innovation, lack of courage, lack of vision, lack of long-term planning, and lack of collective IQ," end quote. So Dr. North says we should take heart because the government is dumb, and it will screw up this regulation too, I suppose. Finally, folks, finally, never, ever trust the government. That is the very essence of the Bill of Rights. That is straight from James Madison's pen. Government and its politicians and bureaucrats believe we can't exist without their far more wise and intelligent hands to guide us. That's what they think, folks. But they're wrong. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.